Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage.
What's new this year with Power Rocks?
Well, so I think what we really are touting this year is a whole new approach to the market for battery backup and power banks. Traditionally, we've been serving the mobile wireless channel, and we've done a great job developing products that solve for the user's smartphone on up to the tablet products. But what we're doing now is coming out with a lifestyle approach to the way that we're targeting power for all your devices. So our new tagline that we're announcing at the show is Powering Your Life. And we have a range of products that solve not just for your mobile devices, but for recreational and other activities. So we could talk a little bit more about those, but pursuing new retail channels with products like scooters, automotive products, and even some higher-end products that are a bit more high-end than we've been in the past.
Right. You know, I've noticed this too. I see, and what really kind of is, I saw that is like, that looks attractive. And I've seen a lot of focus this year, South Hall Upper in the back. It was just like a big fashion show area.
That's right. That's right.
And I thought, you know, the ladies are going to love this stuff.
Indeed. So that's exactly right. The ladies will, and we've got products for the guys as well. But the idea is that with products like these that are leather wrapped,
yep,
and you know, you wouldn't find this in your traditional wireless retailer. You
right.
might find this at a Nordstrom or a Neiman, for example, with the right leather. And also serving, say, maybe the female market, but the family as well, is a product like our Jumpstarter product, which is not only a power bank. 10,000 milliamps, you know, will power your tablets, your phones, and everything else. But it's also got an LED warning in
yep.
case your car
right.
Breaks down outside the road. It's got an audio alert. So we won't do that here.
Yep.
It'll be piercing. But for as an SOS signal,
yep.
if you want to play that, it's got a flashlight.
Yep.
And
nice.
It has a mechanism to, you know, in case of a water landing, you can smash through your side window with a steel tip.
Oh.
But most of all, you can attach jumper cables to this and jump your car.
You can hook jumper cables
yes.
to this.
So we've got it ships with a mini set of jumper cables
right.
that attach right here.
Yep.
And in case your battery needs a jump, you can jump your battery and get off and running.
So how much cranking power does it provide then?
Well, so it's a 12-volt. And
yep.
so it has the power to jump your car at least a couple times. Hopefully you're going to get this back and get it charged up
right.
if the car's not starting.
So at least it hit it once, and get the couple turns on it to get it started.
That's right.
And then the alternator's going to take
that's
over.
That's right, and you're set. Then go home and charge it back up
right,
again.
Right, right, right. That's awesome.
In the meantime, keep it in your glove box and keep your phone charged off the USB on the back.
As much power as I use, maybe I need that in my backpack. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, you know, it's amazing how much, you know, I've got kids with tablets. I get kids with smartphones. It's like crazy how much battery power we're lugging around
right.
these days. And, you know, my wife does not want to carry a black plastic brick.
No, she doesn't.
Not at all. Now, me, I don't care.
Right.
You know, it's okay. But I'm also just a geek. But I also understand in a business situation, it looks much nicer to kind of have that plugged in versus, you know, that ugly black brick that's on the desk.
That's right.
And I think from a safety standpoint, too, just having this, because this could also charge a device if you needed to.
Oh, absolutely.
So if that was in the vehicle, I could see this being a regular utility if, you know, if you need to charge a tablet or something like that. Because some
that's
of the smaller
right.
bricks won't charge an actual tablet.
Well, and if I may on that point, so first of all, that's exactly right. And this could be your day-to-day charger for your phone. It has a cigarette lighter adapter, so you can keep this charged in the car all
right,
the time.
Right.
Use it for that, but it's also got all these other great features to it. So it's multi-purpose for in the car or where you might want to use it. From the standpoint of, you know, again, the more style conscious consumer, these are great. This is a 12,000 milliamp hour product. It'll power your tablet four times.
Yep.
But you know what we're seeing is the fashion line of products. We've got the original Memory 6 or Magic 6 that we came out with that are the little lipstick size, and those are great. But those will only charge your phone one time, and they are, you know, the average consumer doesn't necessarily know that that is a 1 amp product that will only charge a smartphone.
Right.
If you plug it into your tablet, it's the same as trying to plug your tablet into your iPhone jack. It won't charge.
That's
it.
Right.
So you need to buy the right product for the right use.
Yep. So I think this is awesome. I mean, I laughed, though. You had put that in there, a strike zone to get out the window. So that's
indeed. You don't want to be trying to kick your way out the window and not be able to break the glass.
And with the siren, if you end up sadly off in a ditch somewhere and you can't move, then at least there's an audible way and you have something flashing as well, which might alert someone that you're in distress.
Indeed.
So very, very cool.
Indeed. Yeah, we're excited about this one in particular because this can take us into all new markets.
Yep.
And I mentioned the scooter briefly, but you can imagine a product like this going into automotive retailers, even somebody like a Target taking our full line of products from the scooter to the automotive to all the power banks. So we have a breadth of products that we can offer for a lot of different channels.
You know, and just out of habit, my vehicle has never had a problem with it. But, you know, I guess I'm old school. I've always had jumper cables in my car, but they're big. They take up a lot of room. So something like this with your little small adapter, I'm sure it's not very big cable, makes a lot of sense. And that way you don't have those gaudy things laying around in the back. Once you charge this, is there any recommended time on how often you should put these back on the charger after they've been – do they lose a charge after a period of time?
They can trickle down a little bit over time. They're pretty good at sustaining that charge, but it's always a good idea, especially if you've been charging your devices often, to keep it charged. And that's why shipping it with a cigarette lighter adapter, you can keep this guy charged all the time.
Yep, and just in having the car for all use.
That's
and the other adapter in the back in the trunk or something.
That's right. It's almost your flywheel effect because you can charge it off your car, and then when your car needs the extra charge, you can return the favor.
So you said you're doing scooters too. So you're doing scooters, powered scooters, obviously with your batteries.
We are.
That's new.
Yes.
So is that what's the range and price on those types? And of course, we haven't got a picture of them here, but
that's right. So the pricing, so you'll have to join us at the booth 35448 to find that out. Availability is this quarter, and so that's a big opportunity here is identifying retailers who want to take that on because that's brand new for us.
Right. And I see a lot of folks. I live in Hawaii, and they've started to open a lot more bike lanes, and I see a lot more guys. Of course, the purpose is you're supposed to pedal and get some exercise, but no one wants to pedal. They just want to roll.
Well, so you can go. So it is a 15-mile-per-hour scooter, so wear a helmet. And another product that we have that's a little too big to show here is our stackable power station, which is 1,500 watt, 500 watt output stackable power that you can gang these guys up. And we call them quiet power because they're a great replacement for a Honda generator, for example. So in special needs environments, whether you're camping or tailgating or maybe live in an apartment and the power goes out, having something that can power a lot of different appliances is really key. And so that's another
product. What's the watts on that? Does it vary on the unit you buy?
So the watts is 500 watts on that.
Yeah.
We have a backup power supply that is it's a 200 watt. So depending on your needs, we can give you that. But the stackable capability of that, they'll work as high as you can stack them.
Wow.
And it's a really great solution for the people that know what they need.
Outstanding. So, folks, get over to powerrocks.com. And, again, the pricing on these items.
Oh, the pricing on these. One more piece that I didn't even mention is that we're really trying to be the price performance leader at all levels of the product. You're seeing our sweet spot is $39 to $79.
Yep.
Even our high-end $12,000 is $79.
Wow.
So that's, of course, the suggested price, but that's where we're aiming.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for coming
Tom.
On.
Really appreciate
Have
it.
A great show.
Okay, thanks.
And more cool stuff from powerrocks.com.
Very
almost,
good.
That's almost like that radio theme. Listen to powerrocks.com.
Well, you know what? I agree. Couldn't agree more.
Thanks so much.